Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. There's something about this baby. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Imagine a grandpa talking about his 11 grandchildren. He might say, "She sure is something," or "He sure is something." Sometimes it's just a little laugh from a baby, a silly joke from a toddler, a great math test from a third grader, or a hustle play in basketball from a middle schooler. Grandkids sure are something. King Herod thought the same thing, but in a bad way, about the baby born in Bethlehem. People were calling him the King of the Jews. Wise men had come to worship him, and now Herod felt outsmarted. There sure was something about this baby, but Herod didn't like it. So he tried to get rid of Jesus. Yes, there really is something special about this baby, and God wants you to know it. God made sure Jesus was kept safe. Angels spoke to Joseph 3 times to guide him. God fulfilled prophecies from Hosea, Matthew chapter 2, verse 15, and Jeremiah, Matthew chapter 2, verse 18, even the one that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Jesus was protected so he could grow up, obey God's law, die for our sins, and rise again to give us forgiveness and heaven. So what makes this baby so special? God himself became a child so that you could be called a child of God. That's why, yes, there's definitely something about this baby Jesus. We pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for working throughout history to accomplish our salvation. Lead us to marvel at your grace, your protection, and your love for us in Jesus. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.